Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes. Welcome, everyone, to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1578 in the light. It's beautiful, 67 degrees here in Atlanta, Georgia. The spring bugs are out. The bugs are out. Y'all know I hate bugs, but, hey, you know, they make the flowers bloom and get the pollen moving, but it's absolutely beautiful out there. Just wanted to let all you guys know that the movement is alive, everyone. You know, I'm sure you all know by now, but if you don't, you know, with the vision of Build, Grow, and Enjoy, promoting financial literacy through education and communication, I have been asked and gladly accepted to join forces with National Credit Education Team, founders George Cole and Andrew Bo Young, and working directly with Clyde Anderson, financial analyst from CNN. We have a financial movement that will help everyone nationwide to restore, you know, the goal and the vision is to restore America by restoring Americans nationwide as in terms of their credit and to actually give them some credit education to maintain. So everyone, if you're one of the millions out there nationwide that can't purchase, you know, the home you desire, achieve the job you desire, or even keep it, get that business vision you would like to get started, or just overall just get your credit restored to live on an empowered or just live an empowered life, then, you know, you definitely need to reach out to me here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy so that way I can assist you and show you ways on getting your credit restored. That way you can get yourself and your life back on track. You know, it's an epidemic, actually a crisis, and you know, something has to change. You know, credit is definitely necessary to create your dream, but you also need to educate yourself to maintain it and manage it, so that it does not prevent you from attaining your life goals. We all know that bad credit can destroy hope, and, you know, good credit is a key to success. You just got to know how to maintain it. So like I said, if you are in need of assistance in education to restore your credit and get yourself back on track like the millions that are out there, you need to come join buildgrowandenjoy.com. Email me directly so that I can assist you. The movement is alive. Do you hear me, America? This is your opportunity to get back on track. So email me, buildgrowandenjoy.com. The movement is alive. And speaking of movement, you know, my guest today is rocking it in the community. She's just absolutely awesome. She's with Piedmont Financial Marketing Director. Have a great, great program when it comes to education. That would allow you to get the education, get the opportunity to educate our foundation, and we all know what the foundation is. It's our children. So I would like to welcome Gwen Gall from Piedmont Financial Mass Mutual today. Welcome, Gwen. It's a pleasure to have you today.
Hey, it's great to be here, Kalithia. And I was just listening to your intro and about the credit stuff, and you can't even get a job. You know, bad credit doesn't just affect your ability to borrow money, but or the rate that, at which you borrow money, but it affects pretty much everything you do now. I mean, you can't get a job, you can't get insurance. I mean, your insurance rates are bumped by credit. So you're right, that's a big focus. And I love what you're doing here on your show, and I'm so tickled to be here and be able to share a little bit about LifeBridge with your listeners. So congratulations to you on teaming up with that group to increase credit, credit restoration.
Yes.
So good for you.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely. You know, it's an epidemic. You know, it's just wild out there. They had the seminar this past Saturday, and I swear, when I was out there, I was like, "Am I at a credit seminar or am I at a Michael Jackson concert?"
Yeah.
It was just overwhelming, and it wasn't funny, but I was just like, this is crazy. Something has got to change. It just really hit me when I seen the line pretty much like wrapped around the building and just the frenzy it was, people just wanting to like, hey, I need help. I have to get myself on track. So right now it's a sweet spot, and it's just awesome what, you know, George and Andrew is doing. I mean, the model is just absolutely amazing, and I'm just excited that they have asked me to be a part of the team, because I definitely, you know, we share the same visions, and I definitely want to reach out to the community nationwide and get this going, so that way we can stimulate this economy and get everybody back on track.
Yeah,
but
I'm into that.
Speaking of the life bridge, you know, education is a huge piece of, you know, making sure that, you know, you can live a successful life, and that's why, like I said, I'm glad to have you here today. So just let everyone know who you are and what you do, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, well, basically, my name is Gwen Gall. I'm the marketing director here at Piedmont Financial Group, which is a Mass Mutual agency here in Atlanta. We're located over by Perimeter, or near Perimeter Mall. And you know, we are a full-service financial services firm, but more importantly, along with Mass Mutual, which is our sort of flagship company, we feel very strongly about community values, about giving back to the community. And, you know, while Piedmont Financial Group is obviously positioned to help anybody along that financial needs spectrum from A to Z, I mean, that means anything from just simple term insurance for an individual all the way through very complex buy-sell agreements for business owners, you know, estate planning for high net worth people, that kind of thing. We can do anything from just a term policy on someone all the way through, you know, having the attorneys and everything else involved in estate planning. So that's a little bit about what we do, but why I wanted to get on your program and have the opportunity to share today is because I think LifeBridge is one of the most incredible programs a corporation like MassMutual has to offer. it was started in the fall of 2002. And basically what it did was it was an opportunity for MassMutual to tie its philanthropic focus, which is education, with our primary product, which is life insurance. And basically we know that the children are the future of our country. I mean, there's no question about it. You know, we also recognize that sometimes the people who value life insurance the most are the least capable of affording it. And we also know that, you know, low-income or low-wage-earning families beget low-wage-earning families beget low-wage-earning families. So if you can break that cycle by having, you know, a college education or a technical school education and breaking that, you know, that cycle, then the children of that degree earner, you know, are more likely to go to college, and then you carry it another generation further, and they're probably 90% more, you know, more likely to attend college. So you've truly not just affected the immediate recipient, but you've affected possibly two or three generations and on, you know, with breaking the low-income cycle. So basically what the LifeBridge program is an effort that MassMutual has to give away $2 billion, and that's with a B, $2 billion.
It's a big B.
yep, in free life insurance. Now, when I say that, people are like, well, that's not possible. Nothing's free. It's, you know, it's too good to be true. But there is a catch. The catch is the benefits from the policy, the death benefits from the policy, aren't a give me. They're not like, here, we're going to hand you $50,000. The money that is set aside in the insurance policy is set up in an educational trust fund for the recipient, okay, for the beneficiary or beneficiaries, plural. So the beautiful thing is we're ensuring that the money doesn't go elsewhere or isn't used for any other purpose than to educate the beneficiary. So it's a pretty sure way to provide an education. Okay, now Do you have any questions at this point? Because I've got a lot to share about the criteria and other things.
No, you can keep going. I mean, you can keep going because you're hitting all the questions that I have. You're hitting all the answers. So just keep rolling in, and I'll just chime in as needed. And also, everyone, I just want to let you know the lines are open, 347-215-8709, if you want to call in and ask Gwen any questions. We also are in live chat, buildgrowandenjoy.com. So just go for it, Gwen. Let them know. Educate them.
Okay, great. And one of the things that we do, we typically work through community organizations that serve the community. We work with faith-based organizations, churches. As a matter of fact, Ben Hill had a huge application meeting last year, one of the largest that LifeBridge has had since its inception in 2002. So we do work with United Way, we work with Habitat for Humanity, we work with a lot of community groups, local community groups as well as national, to kind of identify groups of people that fall in the category that we can approve for this life insurance program. So we do like to work with groups to have large what we call application meetings, and I'll explain that in a little more detail later. But
right.
I did want to let you know that we do team up with a lot of organizations to help in the community outreach part of it to identify good recipients for the program. Okay, so here's the way it's set up. The policy itself is a 10-year, $50,000 term policy, okay? And the good news is you do not have to be the birth parent to qualify as the insured, okay? A legal guardian can be designated as the insured on these policies. And I know that, you know, in this day and age, you've got a lot of grandparents that have actually taken over the role of raising, you know, another family after raising their own. So sometimes a legal guardian, whether it's an aunt, uncle, or someone else that's taken on the responsibility for this child, as long as they have legal guardianship, can also qualify. Another qualifying factor, I'm just going to go ahead and lay out the qualifying, requirements. You have to be between, now this is for the insured, okay, the applicant must be between the ages of 19 and 42. They have to be the legal guardian of one or more dependent children under the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be currently employed. Now, that can be part-time or full-time. And have a total household income between $10,000 and $40,000 a year. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They have to be a permanent legal resident of the United States. And they have to basically meet the same underwriting guidelines that anybody else applying for life insurance does. In other words, you know, be reasonably healthy. If you do have, like high blood pressure or other chronic illnesses, as long as you're maintaining those with medication or you're being treated for those, then you probably would not be excluded. But basically, it's the same kind of requirements that you would have if you went anywhere to get a life insurance policy. It's just that you don't have to pay for this one. I mean, there is
right.
not a single premium paid by the insured.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
If the insured passes in that 10-year period, okay, then the $50,000 is put in an educational trust fund for the beneficiary or beneficiaries. Now, let me just say this. Let's say you've got two or more children and you want to split the $50,000 equally among them. You would designate your beneficiary the same way you would on any other life insurance policy. You can
right.
split it
right.
equally. You can give it all to the older child. You can, you know, you can designate the way that you want the funds, the educational fund to be distributed.
Right. That's awesome. So, that's awesome. I have a quick question. They want to know,
okay.
Does the children, I have someone asking a question, they want to know, does the child have to take a medical? That's a question that someone
no,
asked.
No. The child is not the insured. The child
okay.
is the beneficiary, okay?
Right.
So the insured is going to be that legal guardian I was talking about.
Right.
So, no, the children do not have to have any kind of physical or examination or anything else. And let me just say one thing, too. This educational fund can be used, now get this, and listen up, everybody, because this is pretty important, can be used for private school, for primary education, doesn't have to be for college. It can be used for costs associated with education. Like, let's say, here's a real kicker. This is going to really get you. They have until age 35 to use the benefit. Okay? So let's say you've got some kids that are a little bit slow coming around to the fact that, hey, I really do need an education to be successful.
Right.
They have until age 35 to use the benefit. Now, in the meantime, and this is really going to get you excited, the fund is growing because it is managed by MassMutual, so they are investing the funds and using the funds to grow. So the beneficiaries actually will have a larger amount possibly than the original $50,000. So we've actually had one of the recipients who ended up utilizing the majority of the money to finish her education, and she's a single mom, and her computer, she was actually taking an additional class. Her computer crashed, and she had about $1,500 left in her education fund. Well, they took the money out of that and bought her a computer with that money.
That is just awesome.
And she's now a single mom. And she's qualified for life. She's doing the same thing that her mom did for her because she saw the benefit. And I can give you a link to go to view that video. But back to the story. The story is that you have the opportunity to make a huge difference in your child's life and possibly, as I said, for generations to come through getting something in place. And even if you have a small insurance policy, that may cover other expenses and other things. But this way, you know for sure the money is put aside for the child's education or the children's education. Now, if in that up to age 35, they do not use the money, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's say they never go to school, they don't want the money, then at the time that the parent or the legal guardian enrolls in the program, they pick from five nonprofit organizations or foundations, and the money will then go to that foundation. Okay?
Wow.
So that's even cooler. Okay, listen to this. The United Negro College Fund, the Hispanic Scholarship Fund, the National Achievers Society Scholarship Fund, which is an Urban League fund, the Achievement Foundation Scholarship Fund, and the Community Foundation of Western Massachusetts. So the parent or legal guardian picks one of these to be the beneficiary of the program, of the $50,000, if in the event their beneficiary, their child or children, do not use the funds.
Right. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so anything that's left in the fund by the time that the youngest beneficiary turns 35, then goes to that predetermined, foundation or organization. So really, I mean, if you think about it, MassMutual has done an incredible job of making sure that they've covered all the bases. I mean, that they have a way to make sure that the education is taken care of, and even if it's not, it's used for a good purpose. So
And I have someone asking me, and I'm going to answer back to them before you answer. And I'll let you answer it because it's kind of like do this credit ran to get into the program.
No, absolutely not.
Contact me if you have that issue, but go ahead and just answer that question.
No, absolutely not. There's no credit. The only thing that you have to do is you have to bring a copy of your tax return or a pay stub showing that you're working. And bring social security numbers for the children or dependents that you want to cover on the policy.
Right.
And you have to have a proper ID, which is going to be your driver's license or a green card or whatever. So basically, it is really and truly free. I mean, I know very few things in this life are free. But free being said, you do still have to qualify. And basically, the way that we like to do this, Kalithia, and to the listening audience, we like to have what is called an application meeting. So if we can work through a community organization or group to say bring to get the word out, and we post everything maybe on your show or on your website and say, we're having an application meeting Saturday, you know, in the middle of May or something like that. So it takes about 15 minutes to complete the application, and we have nurses on staff there that will take a tiny bit of blood and a urine specimen, and that's
right.
It. So basically, and you find out literally within a week or so. And the interesting thing, too, is, Kalitha, we've actually identified health problems. It's almost like a free health screening, because we've identified health problems that the people that came to apply were unaware they even had. So sometimes that can be a way to find out that you need to go see a physician when you didn't really, you know, even recognize that you had an issue or a problem. So, worst case scenario.
That's actually awesome, because I actually, you know, have like doctors that reach out to me, and a lot of people, you know, assist doctors that do a lot of health fairs. And you know, with different, you know, topics, you know, especially a lot of them being, you know, with the children. So maybe that's something that, you know, me and you can work together where we can get a health fair going on.
I think that would be great.
The opportunity to give them some free educational assistance. Now, is there a deadline? There's a deadline, you said, right? There's a deadline?
No, there is no deadline for LifeBridge.
Okay.
Basically, where we are with it right now is, we've got about 2,000 policies remaining to reach that $2 billion goal. Now, now this is just really speculation on my part, but it's based on comments from corporate, from the home office. This has been such a blessing to so many people and to our, you know, to our company, that they believe even when we reach the $2 billion mark, they're going to extend the program.
Awesome.
They're going to continue to offer it.
Right.
So that's, you know, that's just, like I said, speculation. At this point, though, we still have about 2,000 policies remaining. So there are plenty of policies to go around. One of the largest enrollment meetings or application meetings that they've ever had, there were only about 300 people. So you can figure out of those, not everybody got underwritten based on health issues or you know, disqualifying factors. But what I would love to do is do something like you just talked about, put together, you know, some sort of health fair, have people there you know, to do some health screenings and different things like that, and maybe have we've had at some of our meetings before, we've had, because, you know, you've got about 30 minutes, like I said, 15 minutes to 30 minutes to do the processing. And the kids are all there, and they're looking for something to do. So we can even make it sort of a little fair, like, you know, maybe have the bouncy room thing or bouncy balls or whatever, and have some face painting and people like that. And, you know, the community can get behind this, and we can put on a really, really cool event and still accomplish what we would like to accomplish.
Definitely. That sounds like a plan. I have some things in work, actually, with my Civitan group. So, yeah, definitely. Me and you definitely need to talk. You know, I'm all about the community.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great.
So this is just awesome. So, I mean, here you go, everyone. You know, this is your option. The opportunity is here to get some educational funding for your children. It's free. Free. So is there anything else you would like to add, Gwen, with this awesome program that you guys have going on? I know that, you, like you already mentioned, that, you know, Piedmont Financial Mass Mutual, you guys have other services available just in addition to this LifeBridge, but this LifeBridge is just key right now, especially in these times, and saving people money. But is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, actually, this is a little bit off the subject, but I did want to tell you, since you are a financial literacy you know, promoter, and certainly are doing a great job of that. We do have another program. You're welcome. We do have another program that I think you're going to be interested in, and you and I can talk at greater length offline. But I wanted to share with everybody real quickly. We have a program called Kids Smart Start. Now, these are financial literacy little workshops, and they go in anywhere in age range from as young as 2 or 3 years old, just showing them you have a dollar, and you take, you know, 10 cents out of the dollar to save, 10 cents out of the dollar to give away, and then you've got 80 cents that you can, you know, put in a savings account, or you can just
spend.
But it's actually teaching financial literacy, and it's specific to certain ages. And it's we've got the workshop for the parents and the child to attend. And those are pretty good because, I mean, as you well know, they're never too young to learn how to manage money. And if they grow up, half the time we're educating the parents more than we are the kids because most of us aren't in a financial, I mean, you know, we're in debt. We have terrible credit, and we're not exactly the best examples for our children. So if they start out being good financial stewards and learn how to manage money at a very early age, think of how different the financial landscape of this country would appear right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like Canada and Europe, I think they're implementing a lot of financial literacy on money management into, like, elementary schools and junior high and high schools into their curriculum. So, I mean, it's just you're absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you more, and I'm just hoping that something gets done with that in America where, you know, yeah, they talk about money, but they really don't teach everyone, you know, you know, just the importance of the management of money. I mean, I was fortunate at a young age myself to start, you know, banking early to learn, but had I not known that, I would have probably been in the same situation, you know, so
you're absolutely right. And it's easier now than any other time because, you know, people have lost jobs. They're sometimes having to live on credit and having to, you know, to dip into savings that they wouldn't have had to, you know, to use before. But in closing, just like I said, you and I can maybe get together because we can start working through PTA groups and, you know, maybe youth groups at church and different things like that we can have some of these Smart Start, you know, programs and workshops, and maybe we can, you know, make our mark here, at least in the metro area.
Definitely. I'm always here in your corner, Gwen.
good. So I enjoyed the opportunity to share with you guys about LifeBridge and some of the other things that we've got going on. And I hope I've created a picture for everyone to show that, you know, it's not some big corporation that doesn't care. And certainly, even though MassMutual is sort of our flagship, Piedmont Financial Group is not a Mass. I mean, we're not part of MassMutual. We just represent them here. So we are here. We are local, and we do care about the community and what's going on.
Definitely. Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, Gwen, and we definitely will be working together in the future, and I look forward to our partnership. Thank you for coming on today.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me, and you have a great afternoon.
Thank you. You too. And everyone, that concludes our show for today. Like I said, you can reach out to Gwen. Gwen is actually her in the featured guest. All our contact information is on buildgrowandenjoy.com. As always, you know I have all my featured guest contact information in that group. You can contact her directly for more information on this LifeBridge program. Like I said, just be tuning in, listening in so that you can learn a little more about how to educate, you know, our children, which is our foundation in our community. But definitely just reach out to her, everyone. I mean, like I said, she said the program is free. You know, you can't lose it with it being free. So, Gwen Gwall, thank you for coming. Piedmont Financial, MassMutual with the LifeBridge program. So that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone. And, you know, have a great week. And, you know, you're looking forward. Everyone's looking forward to it. I am. A beautiful, beautiful weekend is ahead of us. So you definitely want to enjoy that also. You want to tune in on Monday here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light. I have successful entrepreneur, business owner, beauty consultant, Daphne Meager. Daphne is one of the top sales producers for Mary Kay. I mean, this lady talks directly with Mary Kay. And she will be on the air on Monday to talk to you guys about the opportunity. If you want to get that extra income, source or revenue into your home, and definitely let you guys know about some great, great summer specials to protect you with all the sun we're going to have from the summer. So you guys have a great one, and definitely always enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.